at the first part of the week an offering unto him. And so Sandra, would you come and give us a little bit of a word of the Lord on that? Hallelujah. Let's give Sandy a community church welcome.
Good morning. Man, the Holy Spirit is so heavy in here. I'm just shaking in the presence of God. This morning, I really feel that the Holy Spirit is here to minister to your soul. Do you know how important your soul is? Do you know how important it is to know that your soul is healed? Do you know life happens, circumstances happen, and it is very important that we tend our soul and let God heal our soul. You know, when life happens, I'm going to try not to preach because I just, this is so in me right now. Let's just say, like when Jacob was born, all of a sudden trauma hit our family, and it goes deep into your soul. And there's deep things that have hit your soul, that trauma that just happens to you in life. And when Jacob was born, that was traumatic, but it was what happened afterwards that wounded my soul. It was 6 months of having to see my baby suffer. Then it was the hospital bills. Then it was taking my baby home and having to take care of him and care for him when he was just so hurting. And my soul got hurt and wounded. And I want you to think of your life circumstances and situations. You know, you lose a baby, you have a miscarriage, you go through a divorce, you go through a financial bankruptcy, whatever your trauma, a car accident. So it's important that you tend your soul. And when we tend our soul, if we don't tend our soul, we end up having unforgiveness. Because I had to forgive some people. I had to forgive some doctors that made some error in Jacob's judgment in my pregnancy. I had to forgive myself for neglecting some things that I should have taken care of in the pregnancy. I mean, I knew I felt life in me. I should have, you know, it was all these should have, had a, you know, wanna, all these things. So it starts with then when you have to let the Holy Spirit go through your soul, your emotions, your mind, and let the Holy Spirit heal you. And it starts always with forgiveness. It really does. Because when we go through life's traumatic things, we have to forgive God sometimes. We have to forgive ourselves. And I was reading, and what you say, well, what does this have to do with taking up an offering? Well, how many know if your soul is wounded, then you're not going to be making proper decisions in your life? And you know, I just want to read to you Proverbs 24:30 has been on my heart for about a year. And it says in Proverbs 24, it says, I went by the field of the lazy man. Now I want you to think about your soul. I went by the field of my soul. And by the vineyard of the man devout of understanding. And there it was overgrown with thorns. The surface was covered with needles, and the stone wall was broken down. And I considered it, and I took instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands, and so shall poverty come in, and your need as an armed man. And sometimes I feel like our soul gets in the way then, and we just don't get healthy in our giving. You know, we don't want to give again in a relationship. We don't want to give again if you think about, maybe we don't want to have another baby because something happened there, and you just, all these things out. Maybe I don't want to drive again because I had a car accident. But see, all this stuff affects our soul. So I want you this week to just tend your garden, your own soul. And I want you to think about the word of the Lord this year was that if we were to sow, into the children. We were supposed to sow into. It said that God was a God that was going to break through this year and full of abundance for us. And if we have any type of wounded soul in our giving and sowing into this area, you know, it's going to affect our harvest. So I want you this year to have the most amazing harvest that you've ever had in your life. So today when you give, I want you to think about, we're having a camp coming up. And this is the first year in many years that we're doing our own camp, and I am so excited about it. I want you to think about giving a special, not today, I want you to think about, though, giving a special offering for the children this next month or so. And, you know, I just want you to just think about sowing into the children. And that's my passion anyway. But today we're going to sow out of our tithes and offerings because God has been so abundantly blessing us. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. And, you know, there's a great summer planned. There's a great summer of prosperity for you. And I want you to go into that summer with your heart just healed, your soul healed, and your relationships healed, and your finances healed, and, you know, your marriage is healed, and relationships healed. So that's my cry this morning, and I believe it's God's cry for you. You know, let's believe God big this year. Let's believe big. So let's just raise our hands. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your great love for us. I thank you that during this season you are baptizing us with the spirit of love. Love for our families, love for our communities, love for our nation, love for every nation and every tribe and every tongue. And Lord, I thank you now that you're coming deep within our hearts to heal us of any infirmity, any dis-ease that we have in our soul, any emotional healing that we need in this place. I thank you, Father, that today your salve is coming into this place and healing your people big time for your new day. So, Father, we offer up to you today our offering and tithe to you because you are so worthy of our praise during this worship time. So in Jesus' name, you can bring your offering up to the Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right. Kids, you can come. Bless you in your giving. Jesus be with these little kids. Wow. You guys can go back to your assigned places also. Listen to your teachers. All right. It'll be good for you. All right. Bless you, kids. Hallelujah. All right. You know, if you look in, if everyone got a bulletin, if you look in the bulletin, there is a special insert. We have a brother from Pakistan that's going to be here this evening. I met him, when did I meet him? Friday night. And he spoke at Q107, three sessions, and his mission is to start 20,000 churches in Pakistan to bring the people, the folks there, to Christ. And so that'll be at 6:30 this evening. 5:30, we're going to start worship, praise, and adoration to the Lord. And then at 6:30, our brother will be speaking. And again, any information, it's right in a special insert in your bulletin. Well, praise the Lord. Okay, man, Jake, how was that on a scale of 1 to 10, praise the Lord? Okay, all right, 10, man, you talk about a man of grace. Let's try it again, praise the Lord. All right. You know, the Bible wants us so filled with who he is that we would praise him. You know, praise isn't something, you know, like, okay, we're going to take three Sundays and we're going to teach on praising the Lord. But praise really comes from the inside of a man or a woman's heart. Amen. You have praises in your heart towards the person that matters most in your life. Amen. I remember the first day that I met Sandra Kay from the Milky Way, and she swept me off my feet, and I've been swept ever since. And that's important because I have a woman that I love dearly. And you know what? When I met Jesus, I need to have that type of zeal, but about 100 times more than that zeal. Amen? Jesus is so good. He's so honorable. He brings us so many great things. Amen? And he's so abundantly blessing each one of us as we go through the toils of life. And with that thought, anytime you are needing any help in any way, please call Community Church, Pastor Curtis Jacobson, and I'll set up a counseling session with you. On Monday, I'm here at the church from 9 to whatever, but actually I'm just wanting to make sure that if you're needing any help in any way that I could help you or anyone on our ministerial staff could help you, please call. Is that all right? Because I'm putting that in there just hearing what Sandra was saying is if your soul's hurt, it affects your life. Amen. And there's so many things in life that can hurt your soul. And again, remember your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And if any one of those things get hurt, well, then you just need a little time to get through it. Amen. And our God's a good God, and he'll get us through it. Praise the Lord. So, that was good praise and worship. I like that. Hallelujah. Pastor Mary was talking about sowing and reaping, and I want to just kind of go into that realm a little bit in the understanding of sowing and reaping, because this time of the year, there's a lot of things going on called field work, and they're preparing a ground that is going to receive the seed, and then it's going to pop up very quickly. But they don't go in for the harvest the day after it pops up out of the ground. They have to wait for the harvest. A lot of times preparing special ingredients to get rid of the weeds so that every part of that ground is producing what it's supposed to produce, the seed that's placed in the ground. Seed is a very, very interesting subject. Amen? Hallelujah. To every kind they have a seed, amen, whether it be an apple tree or an orange tree or a pumpkin or a watermelon, you know, cut one of them watermelon there, you got all them seeds, and you put that seed in the ground, it'll grow. The seed of God is powerful, and Jesus told it in so many ways and such a powerful understanding. So we're going to talk about sowing, reaping, and the seed giver. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 14. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. If you look in some translations, it talks about a hilarious giver. All right? A hilarious giver is one that looks a little crazy because, you know, like when you go into hilarious laughter. And you know what? You can do that, and it's really fun. You say, well, I don't do that very often. Well, just go ahead and try it. You know, you just, you know, and sometimes when you start doing it, it gets on you, and then it gets around, and I don't know if anyone's ever been in a laughter movement. Yeah, you've been in a laughter movement. Hallelujah. So anyway, a hilarious giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly. How much? Abundantly, so that in all things, how many things? At all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I'm feeling better already. Hallelujah. I thought I had a headache. It just left. Praise God. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. In other words, they're abundant sowers. Wow, that guy is sowing seed. Hallelujah. And that's really what this is all about. It's not about you giving a tenth. It's not about you giving your gifts or those things to God. It's about your lifestyle to God. Amen. Amen? It's talking about if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. If you take a child and you'd only teach them one-fifth of the things that you should teach them, you would be sowing sparingly. And so one-fifth of what that child needed, the four-fifths that he should have had, you didn't give him, and you're going to find that out in that child's life after he grows up or she grows up. Amen? And you wouldn't be a good parent if you did that, right? And so it's about sowing and reaping with a bountiful spirit. Amen? Because it says whoever sows generously will reap generously. So when you're a generous sower, and whatever your life is about, you're sowing the seeds of righteousness. Hallelujah. I love that. That's good stuff. I don't care what you say. Hallelujah. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Now that's cool, because if you're sowing and you're sowing and you're sowing, it said the seed, the one that gives seed will give you more seed. Okay? So, you know, farmers, they try to farm the road ditches. They try to farm the grass in between, any place where they can farm. They try to get up there so that they can put seed in it. Of course, they want to prepare the ground with that. But the more seed they put in the ground, the more they get, right? I mean, the sower isn't going to go out and just say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to sow a little bit. But you're wanting to sow. You're wanting the land, and you're wanting the ability to have the seed. The seed costs money. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of labor. Hallelujah! But you're waiting for the harvest time. Seed time and harvest. Seed time's cool. And if you have enough seed and you keep on sowing, and you have enough seed and you keep on sowing, you'll become a sower all of the days of your life. But it says that the harvest is going to catch up with the sower. I mean, now what's happening, your harvest is taking over and you're still sowing and sowing seed and sowing seed and sowing seed and sowing seed. And pretty soon the harvest is taking over and you're sowing seed and you're getting so abundantly blessed and God is getting so honored that you're just getting your mind blown. Hello. Hallelujah. Do you need a Jesus blast? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, sometimes we just need a blast out of our minds that God is literally trying to take us to places that we have never been before, because that's God. He's bigger, he's better, he's greater, he's more wonderful, he's everything to everyone. Hallelujah. And as we go on, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. I love that. Hallelujah. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Praise God. So when we leave this place and we go somewhere else and they look at us, they're saying, wow, what have you been doing? I've been generously sowing seed and it's catching up all over, man. And people, they love that. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. How do you like the praise and worship team? I love that praise and worship team. I love anyone that'll praise and worship and practice and do those things, because when I come in, I feel the anointing of God changing the atmosphere of what is out there, so I can come here, get filled up with seed, and go out and begin to sow the seeds of righteousness again upon this world that we live in. Amen? There's a lot of terrible things that go on in the world. But we are the answer through the seeds that God has given us to sow into righteousness. Amen? I love the word righteousness. It just means doing the right thing all the time. And God does the right thing all of the time. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in this prayer, for their heart will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given to you. Wow. I mean, I don't know, man. Those verses right there, you could grab them and you could chew on them for a year of Sundays and you wouldn't be able to figure it all out. But if you did that, you need to be advised, a warning, that you could get so blessed that you wouldn't know what to do with yourself. Amen. You know, the Bible does say, it talks about unspeakable joy. Now, I've been around a little bit of joy. I've been around things where I just laughed and I couldn't speak. But unspeakable joy is where God's really wanting us to walk in. And the seed is on the inside of us. Amen. I wonder where the seed is. It's on the inside of us. And then he's giving us more seed, more seed, more seed. In fact, every aspect of life, which are thousands and thousands of things that go on each day, requires a seed from the Lord. Amen? You can do nothing without the Lord. Hallelujah. And so if that's the case, then if I can't do anything, I'm not going to work so hard on doing anything. And I'm gonna trust that God is doing a great and wonderful work in our life. The principle of sowing and reaping is deeply embedded in the teaching of the Bible and greater in the teaching of Jesus in the rest of the New Testament. In fact, it seems to be a code into the DNA of all creation. What we call the Great Commission, again, the Great Commission, Christ instructed to his followers to share his message to all people in every generation. What were we supposed to do? Share his message to every person in every generation. Okay? Do we have enough seed to do that? Well, the seed's on the inside of us. And I wonder who the seed giver is. Who's the bread of life? He said that he's gonna give the seed and he's gonna give the feed, the bread of life. And he's ready to do all of that, and all we have to do is be willing to see the gifts and callings in our lives and saying, hey, I'm going to invest in me to be everything that I possibly can be. Amen. You say, well, you know, that's just ridiculous. No, it's not so ridiculous. If you think about our society, you start your kids in kindergarten or nursery school at 4 or 5 years old, and then you run the gamut of 12 years, whatever you believe about the school system, we're in it. Amen? And so we are sowing and we're reaping and expecting a harvest at the end of those 13 years. And, of course, anyone that is sowing and reaping, you're expecting a great harvest. So what you stick into that child during that time and those that are educating during that time, it's the investment in the seed. Amen? So you're investing something, that little child is going to grow, and you're watching them grow, and if there's some falseness in a teaching, you're going to straighten that out right away. Amen? Because you're wanting to see the seed of God in that person grow to maturity, to harvest, and then you will reap the harvest. So if you sow sparingly, you will reap what? Okay, if you sow abundantly, you're going to reap abundance. So whatever you put into a child, whatever you put into your gift and calling, you sometimes you say, well, I don't know what I'm called to. I would spend 15 minutes to half hour with you, sit down, talk about your life a little bit. You could share your life, I could share mine, and I would know what your gift and calling would be. That's the truth. It's not that difficult. Amen? And you run into people, and they like to do things, but they're sowing into that sparingly, so it never really, they're even asking themselves, they're saying, I wonder what God has for me. Well, he has everything on the inside of you. It's there. And God's just wanting you to invest in it so that it can come forth and you can be the man, you can be the woman that God's made you to be because you have been sowed in greatness. You're a great man. You're a great woman of God. God's not sowing a bunch of wild oats. He's sowing the seeds of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you to change people's lives forever. Wow, you are a kingdom builder, and this kingdom is not of this earth. It is a heavenly kingdom. When you're building it, heaven will come forth. Amen? That's what happens to seed. You don't sow a seed to get something else, a pumpkin seed to get a watermelon. We're sowing seeds of eternal life, eternal kingdom, and we're going and expecting to reap of that kingdom. Amen? So the sowing and reaping principle is so important. Hallelujah for our lives. Paul described it clearly when he said, whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. What you put in is greatly responsible for what you get out as a result. This is true in every endeavor of life. The more we invest, the greater the benefit. What are you going to invest in? Hallelujah. Alicia, come on up here for a second. Hallelujah. I never make a fool out of anyone. I make a saint. And this young lady, she's planning on investing. And she's investing her time to go to IHOP. And I don't know how long she's going to be there, but she's going to invest prayer and time and finances to invest in her kingdom call. And when you see her the next time, like the last time you've seen her, she keeps on changing. She's investing in the call that God is put upon her life. And we have to do the same, each one of us. Thank you. You didn't even have to say anything. That's cool. Praise God. So investment is very important. You don't get something and then say, well, I'm not going to take care of it. That's not a good farmer. You bring it to completion. You bring it to the place saying, something's going to be great in my life because I invested in that person. Hallelujah. You invest in people all the time. Now, it could be a poor investment, the way you're acting, or it could be a good investment, amen? Or you're not investing with your whole heart. Jesus poured his whole heart into kingdom investment, amen? I mean, he went to the cross. He died a sinner's death and invested in us to come forth in the kingdom of God. He was the only begotten, first begotten, and then he begot you and me. And we're spreading throughout the earth. We're spreading throughout the earth. We think the Islam movement has something. They're nothing compared to the seed of God. Amen? That's an earthly thing. Actually, it's a hellish thing that is being invested into the earth. But you know what? God, heaven, and all of what he has there is invested in earth man today. And you're the earth man. Hallelujah. And whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whether it be on the job, whatever, every day you can invest the gift of gifts and callings in your life. Praise God. I never figured that I'd ever be a preacher at any time in my life until I got saved at 26. I still didn't figure that I'd ever be a preacher at any time. And then at 28, 29, God started trying to convince me that I was going to be a preacher. Now, after 29 years of what I used to do, I'd never think that would happen. But God got it through. He said, I put a gift on the inside of you. And if you will go after that and invest and invest and invest, something would happen. I might not be the best preacher. I might not be the most loud preaching machine, but I tell you what, God did something that day, and I began to invest. And thank God, I'm here with my family, my friends, my sons, my daughters. Praise the Lord. And we're going to be great upon the earth because we're investing in the seeds of the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. I love this stuff. Wow, it's so good. Praise the Lord. I release the investment of the seed of God, the seed that the sower receives. I am the sower, God, and I'm receiving the seeds of everything, Lord, that has to be concerning my life, whether it be an evangelism, whether it be Jacob standing out at the stop sign with a sign saying, Jesus. That was an investment this morning. Hallelujah, an eternal investment this morning. Hallelujah. Jake said, I'm going to invest some time standing with a Jesus sign. I remember Chad Manning back in the day when at 19 years old, we went to Detroit Lakes. I was looking to trap a couple of guys in to carry this very, very heavy-duty sign called Jesus is Lord over this city. And so I got Chad and one of his friends, and he walked the beach. This was after graduation. You know, you don't like to walk the home beach of where you graduated with this sign, Jesus is Lord over the city, little difficult. It was an eternal investment. And I told him this. I said, if you will do that, it will change your life forever. It'll change your life forever. And I don't know if he still is a little upset with me about my trap there, but I believe it changed his life forever. I believe today that if you would invest in who you are and in the seed of greatness that God has placed in you. And if you take the time and you take the effort, God, I really believe, would come and he'd breed life on that seed and it would begin to grow. And you know, just like a harvest, you start harvesting and pretty soon you keep on sowing. The harvest is going to catch up with the sower. Amen. And your abundance is not always necessarily in money or fame or fortune. It's just in a great and wonderful life. How about that? That's not bad. Hey, amen. Everyone's looking for it. Praise God. We're supposed to pray for Israel and Jerusalem for the peace upon them. It's difficult over there right now. But we're supposed to pray for the peace that God brings because we keep on sowing and sowing and sowing. Can you sow some peace today? Can you sow some righteousness? Can you find your call today? I was thinking about Jake as Sandra was talking about him. He was a throwaway baby. They said he was dead and they threw him away. 45 minutes later, God had another plan. All right? And he went for 4 or 5 years and they kept on trying to throw him away, throwing him away, throwing him away. And we kept on saying, no, God is great, God is great. And there was a battle that was going on in the realm of the spirit. Are you going to throw your seed away or are you going to let the seed grow? Are you going to? And then we enrolled him in piano lessons. The teacher said, well, no, he can't learn, he's blind. And so Jake taught her how to teach a blind person how to play piano. Glory to God. And pretty soon he started playing piano, and then he got up in the 7th and 8th grade, and he had won the piano competition in Minnesota, the state of Minnesota, 5 different times. Hallelujah. They said he was going to be the throwaway baby they were going to throw away, but the seed of greatness was on the inside of him. God had placed the seed of greatness on the inside of him, and pretty soon he began to blossom. He began to break forth. He began to be what God made him to be. It was seed of greatness that God sowed into him. And if we sow these things, pretty soon what's going to happen? It's going to take over our lives from sowing to reaping. Boy, that's real excited when the harvest is coming in, when you're continuing to sow. How would you like a 12-month season of sowing and reaping continuously? I believe by the Spirit of the Lord that God is giving us more than 12 months prophetically, but God is ready to do something great in these realms of understanding. Father, we release your blessing upon these people. We ask now, Lord, that they would understand and maybe even ask these or answer these questions. What has the seed giver entrusted to you to develop for his glory? What do you have which can be made available for God's use? What are you neglecting? in the call that God's called you to? What might the harvest look like if you were to sow generously what has been placed in your hand? If you were to sow generously, would someone see Jesus in you? I really believe he would. I believe God's challenging us, not in the realms of finances so much. That's always a challenge. But I believe that he was sowing when he said go. Jacob went today. He went to that stop sign. I believe God's challenging us to go tell someone. If you don't feel comfortable bringing them to Christ, bring them to church. Have someone else bring them. No problem. Amen. And when we start doing this, we'll begin to start seeing the kingdom grow, not only in spiritual things, but in the kingdom things where we live. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for the future of each person in this place. And God, if they're struggling in any way, shape, or form, God, I know that you are the answer to every problem on the face of the earth. I pray right now, Lord, for the power of the seed, the power of the sower, and the power of the ground that is being sowed in. And Father, we ask now, Lord, that we would invest in every aspect of the kingdom of God, and it will change us forever. We'll never be the same again because we said, God, I'm investing in heavenly seed. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for each person here. We ask, Lord, as they leave this place, that they'll never be the same again. Holy Spirit, blow. Blow upon them. Blow upon them. Winds of God, blow upon each person, Lord, that they're going to see you in everything that moves. We release your blessing upon them now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you're needing prayer right after the service here, I want you to come to the altar. We're going to dismiss here in a minute or so. But if you're needing prayer, please come and we'll pray for you. And we believe that God will answer that prayer. Amen. It's not us. It's not us praying or doing anything. It's him touching and accomplishing what needs to be accomplished. God bless you. Maybe you go with the strength and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be happy today. Sow into happiness. Amen. Hallelujah. And be blessed. Have a great, great time. You know, the fellowship is very sweet right after this service. You're dismissed. God bless.